Hi there, welcome to ET Markets Morning, the show about money, business and markets. I am Saloni Goyal and here is what we have to start your day. Tax worry haunts market for unlisted shares. Analysts see up to 25% upside for tire stocks. L&T set to bag bullet train project. And Brookfield bags largest realty portfolio deal. And there is more, but first a quick glance at the state of the markets. Nifty futures on the Singapore Exchange traded 9 points higher at 7 a.m, indicating indecisiveness on Dalal Street. Elsewhere, Asian stocks came under pressure this morning as a deadline for US lawmakers to pass an economic stimulus bill approached. Shares dipped in Japan, Australia and South Korea and fluctuated in Hong Kong. Wall Street's main indices closed lower on Monday as Washington lawmakers appeared to struggle to reach an agreement on coronavirus stimulus. Dow fell 411 points or 1.44%, the S&P 500 lost 57 points or 1.63%, and the Nasdaq 193 points or 1.65%. In oil market, the crude prices slipped for a fourth straight day on worries about a resurgence of coronavirus cases globally. Brent crude futures fell 30 cents or 0.7% to $42.32 a barrel, while WTI crude futures slid 26 cents or 0.6% to $40.57. In currency market, the rupee settled on a flat note and fell 2 paise to 73.37 against the American currency on Monday, even as the domestic equity market was trading with significant gains. The dollar held losses versus major peers, while the yen declined and the offshore yuan rose to the strongest since July 2018. And in bullion, the gold and silver prices edged lower on Monday, tracking muted global rates. On MCX, December gold futures slipped 0.22% to ₹50,437 per 10 gram, while silver futures fell 0.7% to ₹61,250 a kg. All in all, the Lal Street looked set for a flat start. On Monday, Nifty formed an indecisive doji candle on the daily chart following a gap-up opening as the bulls failed to capitalize on morning gains. Analysts said the index remains vulnerable to selling pressure. Let me now give you a heads-up on some of the top news we're tracking at this hour. A recent government clarification on tax collection at source may end up increasing costs for private equity funds and owners of unlisted shares. The government had introduced a TCS of 0.1% on sale of goods worth Rs 50 lakh and above with effect from October 1. However, through a circular dated September 29, the Finance Ministry clarified that listed shares are exempt from the ambit of this tax. This has led to the fears that the tax will continue to apply on unlisted shares and pre-IPO allotments. The Indian tyre sector is at the cusp of a visible recovery, with robust demand in the replacement market increasing sales to automotive companies and likely sustainable margins. Import curbs and migration to a low capex phase are also helping the tyre industry, with analysts saying stocks such as SIAT, MRF, Apollo Tyres and JK Tyres can give up to 25% over the next year and a half. Canadian alternative asset manager Brookfield Asset Management has acquired 12.5 meter square feet of income-producing assets from realty developer RMZ Corporation for over $2 billion or Rs 15,000 crore in the largest realty portfolio deal to be concluded in India. Brookfield Private Cap and its affiliate firms acquired realty projects housed under five SPVs. Lastly, an update on all the stocks buzzing this morning. L&T has emerged as the lowest bidder to build the first stretch of the Mumbai-Ahmedabad bullet train corridor that will be operational. The New Delhi arm of the NCLT on Monday approved JSW Steel's Rs 1550 crore offer for the debt-ridden Asian color-coated ISPAT. HDFC Life reported a 6% increase in September quarter profits as collections improved through the stage-gated unlocking at India's leading private life insurer. Edelweiss AMC has raised Rs 6,600 crore in its alternative investment fund, Edelweiss Special Opportunities Fund Series 3. M&M has announced increasing production of its all-new Thar SUV substantially after its booking crossed 15,000 units since the launch of the vehicle. Two-wheeler market leader Hero MotoCorp on Monday launched a new edition of its iconic Splendor motorcycle priced at Rs 64,470. That's it for now. For all the market news through the day, do track etmarkets.com. Have a great day ahead. Goodbye.